FSU search consultant Bill Funk told the search committee Thrasher had been nominated several times, but only one nomination letter from former FSU president Sandy Dallenbert has been released. Thrasher has said he'll submit his resume during his June 11th interview. 14 other people have applied so far. A few of the applications contain typos in the cover letter, and at least one person seems to have applied for two different positions at the school. Included in the mix are high-level administrators at schools like the University of North Texas and University of Maryland Eastern Shore. One applicant is employed at Oak Ridge National Laboratory, a massive research and development facility run by the U.S. Department of Energy. Also in the pot, State Representative Michelle Ray Winkle-Vasalinda, who highlights her legislative experience and work as a professor at Tallahassee Community College, as well as work in developing curriculum and course guidebooks for classes at TCC and Florida State. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.